Welcome to the episode you've all been waiting for, the Not Enough Champagne 2019 quiz. My name's Corey Hazelhurst, and breaking the podcast's no alcohol rule with me are John Speller's representative on earth, Luke John Davis.
Hello.
His caps are flatter than his vowels, it's John Cotton.
Cheers.
Labour values, Labour schmalus, it's Bridget Jones.
Evening.
And my partner in propaganda, Steve Holmes.
Oh, thanks Corey. Hi.
Are pretty similar to last year, so we're going to start with a predictions round. We'll get the answers from last year's predictions round, in which you all did bloody terribly. Spoilers. We'll have a UK round, an international round, a numbers round, and a special mystery round that I've probably told two of you about.
Ooh.
And we also have Sunny Jim here to announce the team names, John and LJ. What's your team name?
What is your general approach and view of the mounting chaos in the country at the moment?
Well, that's a judgment that you are making, and I promise you that if you look at it from outside, and perhaps you're taking a rather parochial view at the moment, I don't think that other people in the world would share the view that there is mounting chaos.
That's right, your team crisis, what crisis? And Steve and Bridget, your team name is...
It's not a great joke, to be honest.
No, I didn't say it was a joke. I'm running out of team names. There are very few iconic speeches.
I feel like you used to think
that you could use spend your way out of a recession and increase employment by cutting taxes and boosting government spending. I tell you in all candour that that option no longer exists.
That's right, your team, that option no longer exists.
I feel like you should have done Michael Foot for this one.
We'll do Michael Foot for the 2020 quiz.
It's getting very teachery.
You're like a naughty schoolboy, so...
Or guilty men.
Hey!
And I should say as well that points will be deducted for trolling and any mention of Phil Willis will be taken as trolling.
Did you just lose a point?
I'm always losing points. We've got the answers, though, for the predictions round. John gets a bonus point because he picked Boris Johnson in our leadership draft way back when. So you get a point for that.
There we are.
This is easy.
Then the first. So for will Theresa May be Prime Minister by this time next year? John and LJ, you said that she would be. And Steve and Bridget, you said she wouldn't.
What?
So
mm-hmm.
You both get a point.
Excellent.
Each.
Yeah.
Wait, is she not Prime Minister anymore?
Damn it. She did win Maidenhead.
With a reduced majority,
wait,
yeah.
She's still an MP.
Yeah. Will there be a general election in 2019? You all said there wouldn't be.
Yay! See, we were close. It could have been on the other side of the Christmas.
Yeah,
and
we almost
have
made it.
It could. Will there be a referendum on Brexit? You all said that either we would be having a referendum on Brexit or we'd be in the process of arranging one.
No.
I'm sensing a very optimistic predictions round last year, which...
Did we have to drink before the predictions round last year?
Enough. What will the polls look like? This is a fun one. I haven't seen a poll since the election, but if we go off the election result...
Seems about fair cop.
Bridget reckoned they'd be broadly similar to where they were this time last year, and the rest of you said they'd be 3 points either way.
Where were we this time last year?
Roughly evened?
Yeah, I think it was...
Oh, I see.
But if you take into account the margin of error, I think that's about right.
Our margin of error is pretty vast.
Bias.
Yeah.
I'd also like to point out there is no margin of error in an election, but let's leave that out of it.
Oh, I don't know.
There were lots of errors, I don't know about the margins. What will Brexit mean in 2019? John said it'll mean something but God knows what make it stop, which I've given half a point for. LJ said untold misery for thousands, I've given a point for. Bridget said the ongoing paralysis of every government business in the UK, gets a point. Steve said Brexit will mean breakfast and Wetherspoons would bring out a special Brexit breakfast.
I was wrong.
This did not happen, so you don't get a point.
It was a Brexit burger.
Or was it? Half a point for getting the food right and the Wetherspoons?
It wasn't, I made
the
that
one. At the end of the predictions round then, LJ and John have 2.5 points and Steve and Bridget have 3.
Oh.
Woohoo!
So the predictions round for this year, Bridget, will there be a general election in 2020?
No.
Steve?
No.
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 Yeah, I'm going to say no. John, will Boris Johnson still be Prime Minister at the end of 2020?
I'm afraid so, yes.
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 Yes, I think he will.
There's not going to be much divergence in these, is there?
Clearly these questions were written before the general election.
I didn't have time during the election. If we'd have done a quiz on election night, it would have been a window into my soul, and no one wants to see that in their new Christmas, New Year timetable. Steve, what will the polls look like this time next year?
Conservatives ahead, probably by about 5 to 6 points.
Oh, God, this is really difficult. It depends on whose Labour leader is. I'm going to say within 3 percentage points of each other.
I'm going to say small Labour lead.
I'm going to go with broadly similar to where they are now.
I reckon we'll have a small lead. Optimism, eh? LJ, who will the next deputy leader of the Labour Party be?
Beforehand, thinking someone like Vernon Cokie would be really good, and it's a tragedy he lost.
Please don't name all the Labour MPs lost.
No, I'm thinking...
Because we've only got 2 hours left to record the quiz.
I will go with David Lammy.
Lisa Nandy.
Jess Phillips.
Also going to go for Jess.
I reckon it'll be Dawn Butler.
It's not a bad shout.
If there is a leadership election, who will be the next Labour leader, John?
Oh, no idea.
Okay, yes.
I'm just guaranteed you lost us a point.
Straight answer to a straight question.
Jess Phillips.
Thornbury.
Keir Starmer.
Bridget, who will win the Democratic nomination for president?
He shouldn't, but it will be Bernie Sanders.
Biden.
Yeah, Biden.
I'm going to go for Amy Klobuchar.
Who?
You just don't want the point.
That's out there.
No. Well, she's... Ohio, is she? Senator,
yeah.
I think. She's rising slowly. Probably too slowly. But anyway, which party will win the presidential election, Steve?
It really pains me to say this, but Republicans.
If it's Biden, Democrats. If it's Warren, Republicans.
I, like Steve, fear it may be the Republicans.
Republicans.
I reckon the Republicans too. Wow. We really are in a dark place, aren't we? Do you remember we used to have hope?
Sorry,
that wasn't a question on the quiz.
No, I genuinely don't know.
The audacity of hope.
What will the state of Brexit negotiations be like at the end of 2020, LJ?
I think they will have got the withdrawal agreement through. I think we'll actually have a softer Brexit deal than people think. We're going to be looking at a Norway Plus style situation, because I think Johnson can now ignore the ERG.
Wow, you optimistic bugger. I'll take that. Right, John.
I think that'll just be a bloody mess.
I think going for a softer style Brexit is much more on the cards now, so I agree with LJ on that. So I think it will be some form of amended version of Johnson's current deal.
Not over.
I reckon they'll get the withdrawal bill passed in January. There'll be a lot of faffing about. They'll miss the deadline in July to extend the transition period, and there'll be, this time next year, it'll be panicking about no deal Brexit, and it'll be complete chaos. And finally, who will the new Lib Dem leader be, John?
Are there any Lib Dem MPs that I know the names of anymore?
Say yeah, Davey, and I'll say Leila Morin, because it's one of the two of them, so we'll get a point.
Okay.
After some conferring.
Davey!
Leila Morin.
Leila Moran.
I'm running out of Lib Dems to name.
Just say yeah, Davey, because I'll
say Luciana Burger. Davey, yeah. Say Luciana Burger.
Aww.
She would be their best leader, let's be honest.
Yeah, but
Or you could go for an absolute curveball and say that Lib Dem conference will have a vote on the fact that their leader doesn't need to be an MP, can be from outside of Parliament, and will therefore won't be an MP at all. That is something I can easily see happening in the next year or so.
Well, so hello, Mark Pack.
This is a subtle hint, Mark Pack. Don't make Luciana the leader. That would make you effective.
I reckon Mark will be the next Lib Dem leader.
Now you're just being trolling, because you know that he will be in the interim.
That's true. I've already won. Right, there we go.
You lost the point for trolling.
That's true. So, Steve and Bridget, as the people who won the predictions round, we're on for Britain in 2019. Do you want to go first, or do you want to let the other team go first?
Shall we go first?
Let's go first.
Let's get the pain and suffering out of the way and done with.
Okay. So, in February, BBC Two viewers voted for the most iconic Brit of the 20th century. Who did they pick?
Winston Churchill?
Yeah, it's going to be someone like that. It's either that or the Queen.
Oh, good call.
Sure, I think the Queen.
Yeah.
The Queen?
Nope.
Winston Churchill?
David Attenborough?
No. It was Alan Turing.
Oh.
That's actually a good choice.
Yeah.
Well done, British public.
Underestimated you.
Yeah.
BBC Two viewers.
It's not like Labour's ever done that before.
LJ and John, so two people resigned from Theresa May's government in 2019. Can you name either of them?
Only two?
Was Amber Rudd one?
Yes.
What did she go?
before then? I can't remember now. Esther McVeigh resigned from her cabinet, didn't she?
Yeah, but when? Let's go with Esther McVeigh.
It was not Esther McVeigh.
Oh!
I can offer it.
Is it just going to be a really obvious one, and it's just David Davies and Boris Johnson, because they both resigned?
Wait, does Theresa May count?
Not for the purposes of the question, no.
Like, technically accurate.
Johnson resigned, yeah. David Davies resigned. Is it Johnson and Davies?
No, that didn't happen in 2019. So the two you were looking for, Andrea Leadsom resigned this year.
Oh, I remember her.
So she was that was the catalyst, I think, for May resigning. Yes. The other one was Gareth Johnson, who was a whip, as you all remember.
Well,
I would have given the point.
Do we know if he is Boris Johnson's son? Because I know he's not aware of how many children he has, and it's possible.
I would have given the point just for Andrea Leadsom, because I genuinely have never heard of Gareth Johnson until I was researching the quiz. Team, that option no longer applies. Who are the seven Labour MPs who became the independent? Well, who became independent on February 18th this year? So all seven for a point on February 18th. Four gives you half a point.
Shukramana.
Lucian Berger. Ian Austin was later.
Yeah.
Why did Change UK fail again?
Yeah, exactly.
That's not
who
on the quiz.
Who was the one who had the funny tin? Angela Smith.
Angela Smith, yeah. So you've got three.
Oh my God.
Owen Smith.
No, he stood down. Ship, he stood down.
Can we call him by his proper name, which is
Brontosaurus Rex?
How is this so hard?
That's what she said. I've had a lot of fun.
I can think of more. I can't think of any more.
I'm really struggling.
Yeah, no, I can't think of any more.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
So I can offer you, if you can get three of the final four.
Mike Gapes. Gavin Shuker. Okay. Chris Leslie and Coffee.
There we go. So you guys get half a point. Good. Yeah. Thank heavens for that.
I thought Shuker was a Tory.
Look,
well, make your own jokes at
least. You bloody Corbynite.
I literally thought he was.
Team Crisis, what crisis? What do the dates 25th of February, 22nd of April, 25th of July, 26th of August all have in common in the year 2019?
My first thought, which is wrong, was that they're Brexit dates, and I'm just mildly depressed that Brexit's had more dates than I have in the last 3 years.
Hey.
Just go and find me tiny violin.
Nations. Yeah, go with that.
EU summits. It's not EU summits. I can offer it.
The Wenger boys have birthdays.
So they're all to do with hottest days ever.
Oh.
So the 25th, so hottest February day ever was recorded on the 25th of February. Oh. 22nd of April was the hottest Easter Monday ever. 25th of July was the hottest ever day recorded in the UK. And the 26th of August was the hottest ever bank holiday Monday.
Oh wow, we're really screwed, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're now going to turn to Nigel Lawson to give the alternative view on climate change.
We are not the BBC. We do not need to be unbiased.
Stephen Bridget, what flavour milkshake was thrown over Tommy Robinson when he was campaigning in May's European elections?
I think strawberry.
Yeah, I was going to say strawberry was my first thought, because if you order a milkshake just generically, it's going to be like a strawberry one, isn't it? So strawberry.
Was strawberry? How is that the first question one's got right?
Yay!
Obviously, I've pitched this too high. Team Crisis, what crisis? In June, which singer-songwriter was made an OBE in the Queen's birthday honours list?
He'd also Elvis Costello. It might be Elvis Costello, just because it's Corey, and he's giving me that smirky look. I'm going to go with Elvis Costello.
It was Elvis Costello.
Yes! Know your audience, people.
Indeed. That option's no longer available. Which fish did Boris Johnson hold up in the July leadership hustings?
I'm terrified of dead fish. I didn't watch that. I've avoided that, so you're going to have to answer this.
Interesting fact, though. What is it about dead fish?
I got by the seaside, and my brother used to chase me around the beach with dead fish, and ever since then I've had a profound phobia of them.
I just have this image of the Monty Python getting slapped with a dead fish.
Ugh. Is it haddock?
It's not haddock. I can offer it.
Cod.
I was going to say haddock, you say, but clearly it's not haddock.
So no, I mean, I was thinking cod.
See, I went against cod because I thought it seemed too obvious.
Boris Johnson, he only does obvious.
Is it sturgeon? Was he just trolling Nicola? Yeah.
Right, sturgeons are heavy.
So you're sort of on the right track, I think.
Salmon. Was he trolling Alex Salmon?
Can we say salmon?
It's not salmon.
There's no fish called Corbyn, is there?
No, but think of other political parties. It was a kipper.
Oh.
Technically, the fish there would be a herring.
Well, you still get it right, did you? So,
well, no.
LJ and John, who was the first minister to resign from Boris Johnson's government?
That was Joe Johnson.
Joe Johnson. Stephen Bridget, who was elected as leader of UKIP in August and then resigned in October?
Oh, gosh.
No,
it wasn't him.
He was banging that really right-wing woman.
Well, that narrows that it down.
As opposed to the right... Yeah. Who became the next leader? You know,
that communist, yeah.
Henry...
Kipper.
No,
I know he used to be a Lib Dem of all things. I can't remember his surname.
I can't offer it.
Henry Pelham? Or am I going...
No. He succeeded Robert Walpole. But I imagine he's probably quite UKIP-y in his own way. But with wigs.
And cravats.
Personal friend of yours?
We go back a long way.
Centuries. I have no idea. I was just enjoying trolling him.
It was Richard Brain.
Or Dick. Oh, Dick!
With John and LJ, in September, five were arrested over the theft of what from Blenheim Palace?
It was a painting. Oh, it was a toilet seat.
Toilet seat, yes.
Yeah, garden toilet.
It was. And the arrests were even more remarkable, given that at the time of the theft, police had nothing to go on.
Hey! Is that why that question was in there?
Almost certainly.
It was a failing of the system.
Crap joke.
Flushed with success, aren't we?
Bridget and Steve, in November, who became the first English saint to be canonised since the 17th century?
That would be Saint Cardinal John Henry Newman of Birmingham. Whee!
Can I point out
this indeed?
Cardinal is removed because of the... Never mind.
What, you're saying he's once Cardinal, twice removed?
There you go.
No, I'm saying he would be now Saint John Henry Newman.
Ah, so it was a cardinal error.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a cardinal sin.
What's Saint sin? Formerly Crikey. Known as?
We're saying incorrect answers are sins now.
Only when it involves the Catholic Church.
Crikey. Final question of this round. Our December's general election, two MPs who'd early won by-elections in 2019 lost their seat. Can you name either of them for half a point each?
Was Lisa Forbes, was it? Yeah. Peterborough?
Lisa yeah. Forbes is one.
And Brecon and Radnorshire one. And I can't remember her name. Yeah. She was the Lib Dem.
Yeah.
And I can't remember her name.
And half a point for Lisa Forbes and, if you can remember the name?
Jane Dodds.
What's Jane Dodds?
Hey, well, I told you we'd know it.
At the end of that first round, Team Crisis, what crisis on 6.5? That option's no longer available on 5.5.
Ooh.
So it's tight. It is literally tighter than the opinion polls.
Let's pour some more wine, see if that helps with the second round.
Yep. So, international round. I'll start this time with Team Crisis, okay. What crisis? Who in January declared that Nicolas Maduro was an illegitimate president of Venezuela and tried to remove him from office?
Now, this is either going to be Donald Trump or the opposition leader in Venezuela.
So I mean the opposition leader in Venezuela. Right.
That's annoying because I know Donald Trump's name.
Yes, well, I thought you might. he has been quite a big figure on the scene these past couple of years.
Yeah,
I really can't remember his name.
No. I can pass it over.
El Presidente?
So it's Juan Guaido.
I'm going to pretend that I wouldn't...
Tip of my tongue.
So Freedom House marked which country as unfree this year? The first from the EU to be given this title.
Hungary? From the EU? Yeah, Hungary would be the logical bet. It's either going to be that or Poland, given who's in charge there. But I'd say Hungary's probably...
They've gone further on stuff.
Hungary?
There's Hungary.
Really?
Well done.
I really like Hungary.
Team Crisis, what crisis? Which country became the first in Asia to legalise same-sex marriage in 2019?
Is it Indonesia?
I think it was.
Yeah, Indonesia?
Wasn't Indonesia. I can pass it over.
No, they're still pretty draconian.
Malaysia?
They're very draconian. Singapore still has public whipping for gays.
Philippines?
Crikey.
Kind of a bit more obvious one, like say maybe South Korea.
Oh, yeah, I'll go
somewhere
else.
South Korea?
It's Taiwan.
I was going to say, can I read
it? Team, the option's no longer available. Which European country legalised same-sex marriage on January the 1st this year?
Oh, was it Ireland?
Yeah, I think it was Ireland.
Yeah.
Austria.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I should have offered that.
Was it Austria?
Was it Austria?
No, it was Ireland. apologies, chaps, but can you redeem yourself? Which country did Donald Trump try and buy this year?
Greenland.
Oh, Greenland, yes.
Was Greenland?
Not
technically a country, yeah.
Japan resumed what in July after a 30-year moratorium?
Whaling. Sorry,
question.
Was that your question?
Sorry, I should have.
That's why I was trying to.
It's 40 towers. I was looking at him, but talking to you.
No, I think
we're
already doing that.
I think it is whaling.
It was whaling.
They whaled in inverted commas for scientific purposes before. Now they allow commercial whaling.
Yes.
Team Crisis, what crisis? Which country? Voted for independence in a referendum this week. It was from Papua New Guinea.
East Timor?
Scotland.
No idea.
East Timor?
It was this week. I've been rather tied up with other electoral matters this week.
So have I, but some of us are like Chris Christopher.
Timor-Leste or East Timor, one of the two is a country and one of them is a province.
And yet East Timor South isn't a constituency, but East Timor East and East Timor-Leste. Doesn't make any sense.
I'm going to say East Timor.
It was not.
Scotland's not the right answer.
No clue.
I feel it's a trick question because technically you're not a country until you've got independence.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Bougainville. Final question of this
you're
round.
Winning.
Stephen Bridget, which democracies had two general elections this year? Half a point for each.
God, who is it? Italy and Greece have them aligning.
Spain would be one of them, given the nonsense that's been going on there in terms of like the... Shall we go Spain and Greece?
Spain and Greece.
So Spain is one, so you can get half a point.
Spain was one.
But I can pass it over to...
It's not Italy, because they changed the coalition, which meant they didn't have to have an election.
Israel and Spain had two.
Oh, Israel, of course!
Yes.
Of course!
So at the end of that round, Team Crisis, What Crisis have 7.5 points. That option's no longer available. Have 8.
Told you it was rigged.
Here we go. So in this round, you're going to get two pairs of names, and each pair of name is a politician and a celebrity, and you have to work out which of the pairs was born in the same year. So just as a practice question, which pair was born in the same year? Is it John Cotton and Neil Patrick Harris, or is it Bridget Jones and Rihanna? So this is not part of the... This is just to show you how it works.
Bridget Jones and Rihanna?
Rihanna is 1 year younger than me, usually, I think. But she could be within the same year. As in, like, later
weird that
in the
you
same
know
year.
That.
I feel like Neil Patrick Harris is older than I think he is, so...
But that old?
I think it might be
thanks Rihanna. A lot, mate!
This was meant to be an example question to show how it worked. It wasn't meant to lose friendship.
Well, I went with Bridget straight away, so let's go with that.
Let's go with that.
Actually, John Cotton and Neil Patrick Harris were both born in 1973.
It's a vintage year.
I never knew
that.
Yeah, so, so Bridget, born in 1987, obviously, I'm now mansplaining your year of birth.
Thanks, Corey.
And
in fairness, I don't remember when I was born.
And
they just tell me it's 1987.
and Rihanna was born in 1988. So we are back to that option is no longer available first. So we have two current, they both won re-election, bless them. Which pair was born in the same year? Is it Steve McCabe and Bruce Willis? Or is it Preet Gill and Tyra Banks?
Who's Tyra Banks?
Woman from America's Next Top Model.
You watch that?
I have done in the past, yes. But I didn't inhale.
I don't know.
How old's Steve?
He's mid-60s. I thought Willis was older. I think Steve might be young 60s. I thought Willis was older.
I think it's Steve and Bruce.
I don't know. I think it might be Preet and this woman I've never heard of.
We'll go with Preet and Tyra Banks.
Steve McCabe and Bruce Willis were both born in 1955.
Sorry.
Could you not offer it over?
That's not how it works on 50-50 questions. But nice try.
It was worth a try.
I'm just now reimagining Die Hard with Steve McCabe.
John and LJ, which pair was born the same year? Is it Roger Godsiff and Arnold Schwarzenegger? Or is it John Speller and Elton John?
Speller is 72.
I think it's Speller and Elton John.
Let's go for it.
All of them are born in 1947, apart from Roger Godsiff, who was born in 1946. So you're right, John Speller and Elton John, both born in the same year.
We're still standing.
Absolutely.
That famous John Speller.
I love his early stuff.
Stephen Bridget, two former Lib Dem leaders for you. Who was born the same year? Is it Tim Farron and Matt Damon? Or is it Joe Swinson and Pink?
Ooh.
Farron and Matt Damon being the same age is the kind of ridiculousness that reality would kind of...
Tim Farron and Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Was Tim Farron and Matt Damon?
Right.
They were both born in 1970. Whereas Joe Swinson was born in 1980 and Pink was born in 1979. So Pink's 1 year older than Joe Swinson.
So they are pretty close. Okay.
So that's a point to you guys.
Let me and Rihanna.
John and LJ, who was born the same year? Is it Jacob Rees-Mogg and Celine Dion or Marc Francois and Dr. Dre?
The mashup that you really want to hear.
I mean, I feel like there's a crime fighting sitcom.
Francois André coming up next to ITV.
The unprofessionals.
I do know that Rees-Mogg and Dave Grohl are the same age, which is something that you really...
Why do you know that?
I reckon it's Rees-Mogg and Celine Dion.
Go for it. I've got no clue.
So Rees-Mogg was born in 1969. Celine Dion was born in 1970.
Oh!
But Marc Francois and Dr. Dre were both born in 1965.
Oh, that's amazing.
How did you fail to associate those two together?
It's a mystery, isn't it? It really is.
It's such a natural pairing.
So, Stephen Bridget, two former Prime Ministers here, David Cameron and Robert Downey Jr., or Tony Blair and Pierce Brosnan?
Ooh.
Ooh. Gotta be Tony and Pierce, surely.
Yeah, we'll go Pierce and Tony.
It is Pearson Tony. Really? Robert Downey Jr. is actually 1 year older than David Cameron. So Robert Downey Jr. was born in 1965 and Cameron was born in 66. John LJ, we've got two members of, well, two Brownites, I suppose, or Blairites, as we're meant to call them nowadays. Gordon Brown and Phil Collins, or Ed Balls and Kylie Minogue?
We should be so lucky.
Oh, that's a joke I was going to make.
So Phil Collins was a child actor before he went to
drumming and
bother the sticks in Genesis and so on.
What was he in?
He was in Oliver.
Was he?
No yeah. way.
What, the actual like film version of Oliver?
Yeah.
Oh wow,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'm sure it was Oliver. He's V Young. He must be about 12 or something in that. Actually, he was in Buster as well, wasn't he?
Oh,
the film about the train robber. In the 80s.
Sorry, I'm showing my age again.
Is it time for bed
that
yet?
That film probably came out before the rest
it
of the
It is time for you to answer the question.
No, John, it's quarter to six.
Balls and Minogue.
So I put the cocoa on.
Yeah, Balls and Minogue.
It's not Balls and Minogue. So Ed Balls is 1 year older than Kylie Minogue, who was born in 1968. Ed Balls was born in 1967. Gordon Brown and Phil Collins were both born in 1951.
Must be something in the air tonight.
That option's no longer available. The two main party leaders in this election. So, who was born the same year? Jeremy Corbyn and Bruce Springsteen, or Boris Johnson and Brad Pitt?
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Both of those sound like they could be feasible, actually. I think it's Springsteen and Corbyn. Okay,
yeah.
We're going with Corbyn and Springsteen.
It is Corbyn and Springsteen.
Yay!
Who were both born in 1949. Boris Johnson is 1 year older than Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt was born in 1963. Team Crisis, what crisis? Two other party leaders. Well, no, not quite party leaders, but... Nigel Farage and Michael Jordan, or Caroline Lucas and Bono.
That's brilliant.
Farage is 10 years older than me, so he's born in 63.
Which century?
It was after the Boer War.
So Michael Jordan was big in the 90s, really, wasn't he? So if he was born in 63, when did Space Jam come out? Because that's literally the only thing I know. I don't know anything about
that. For our younger listeners, Space Jam is a film.
Space Jam is an amazing film. Go and watch it. It's Bugs Bunny playing basketball.
And amazing website. If you want to know what websites were like in the early 90s, Google it. It's still up. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. It should be listed. Can you list websites?
I'm thinking Nigel Farage and Michael Jordan. I've got no actual clue. I just feel like he's put...
Farage and Jordan, it is.
Caroline Lucas and Bono, amazingly, were both born in 1960. Whereas Nigel Farage was born in 1964. Michael Jordan was born in 1963.
Oh, well, there we are again.
Elizabeth Warren and Meryl Streep. Or Kamala Harris and J.K. Rowling.
Ooh.
So Warren's in her 70s. Because everyone in American politics is insanely old.
Yeah, that's a good point. So actually, yeah, it might. I think it's Harris and Rowling. I don't know. For some reason, that just seems like it's a better fit. Rowling and Harris.
Kamala Harris was born in 1964. Yeah. J.K. Rowling was born in 1965.
Oh.
But Elizabeth Warren and Meryl Streep were both born in 1949. Team Crisis, what crisis? Two former MPs for Stoke for you now. You've got Ruth Smith and Christina Aguilera, or Gareth Snell and Lady Gaga.
Too soon, Corey.
It wasn't too soon when I wrote the quiz. I'm sorry.
Right.
I did check with LJ. I wasn't triggering him.
Ruth is 40 because it came up in the campaign when we had Labour students up.
I don't know. Let's go with Ruth.
I love Ruth, so let's go with Ruth.
I'm afraid not. Gareth Snell and Lady Gaga were both born in 1986.
So
you're right about Ruth Smith.
Yeah.
Aguilera born in 1980. Yeah. So Ruth Smith is 1 year older. John Redwood and Jeff Goldblum, or Andrew Adonis and Johnny Depp.
Goldblum and Redwood.
I'm afraid Steve's buying you a drink.
Hooray!
Andrew Adonis and Johnny Depp, both born in 1963. Jeff Goldblum, born in 52. John Redwood, born in 51. Final question of this round, you'll be pleased to hear. Although I could have
really enjoyed this.
Yeah, this is taking you really hard and genius.
Two Scottish leaders, Nicola Sturgeon and Snoop Dogg, or Ruth Davidson and Rachel McAdams.
Who's Rachel McAdams?
Actress.
She's in the... What's the Richard Curtis film? About Time. She was in Spotlight. In Mean Girls, I think, as well.
I've not seen any of those films. No. Okay.
Oh, you'd love Mean Girls. You'd really love Mean Girls, trust me.
Tina Fey wrote it.
Tina Fey's really good.
It is supposed to be very, very good.
I've
completely forgotten. So it's Ruth Davidson and Nicola Sturgeon. So I'm going to go with Ruth Davidson.
What's Ruth Davidson?
Yeah. Fantastic. So I mean, this is literally a coin flip.
Can you remember who they were meant to share a year with?
Ruth Davidson and Rachel McAdams, both born in 1978.
There we go.
Nicola Sturgeon, born in 1970, is 1 year older than Snoop Dogg, who was born in 1971.
Damn, the worst Snoop's thing about old. This round is discovering how many politicians are much younger than me.
At the end of that round, that option's no longer available.
Yeah.
11 points.
Okay.
Pulling slightly ahead of Crisis What Crisis on 9.5. But we now have the all-important numbers game. Oh, God. That was the truth.
I mean, that was essentially a lottery, let's be honest.
It was right. Good fun, though.
It was good fun, but it was a lottery.
So the first question.
Yeah.
How many copies of Jacob Rees-Mogg's book, The Victorians, were sold in its first week of publication?
Oh.
Is not the answer.
Well, is there a point for the closest answer? I
mean, no, you'll both give answers. The closest answer gets a point.
Yeah.
There are no half points. Not enough champagne. Quiz numbers round. It's a tougher environment than that. Crisis, what crisis first?
We went with 500.
500.
Oh, we went by 50.
Your closest, Stephen Bridget, it was 734.
Hang on.
Wait, no,
50? 500?
Oh, you went for 50?
Yeah, we went for 50.
After a recount.
Out of interest, what did you think we'd gone for?
I thought you'd gone for 550.
No.
Right, sorry, okay. Second one. So, Fiona Massagna became the first MP where 10% of constituents signed a recall petition. How many people signed that petition?
10% of constituents.
Yeah. Stephen Bridget first?
12,000.
12,000?
We went 10,001.
Answer is 19,621.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Stephen Bridget, well done.
You were well more stronger in the right direction than I was.
Well more stronger. How many?
I've had wine.
This is why we don't drink while doing the podcast. How many people signed the Revoke Article 50 petition this year?
Oh, I did.
I know it was enough to screw up the Lib Dems' vote overall strategy.
Yeah.
Because they thought they could appeal to every last one of them.
We've both got numbers. So, John and LJ first.
We went for 6,999,999.
Oh, we went for 5 million.
Total was 6,103,057, which I believe means that John and LJ are closest.
Just over 6 million.
Scores are... That option is no longer available on 12. Crisis, what crisis? 11.5.
Oh.
A special anniversary episode of EastEnders was aired this year. Which number was it?
Ooh.
Which number anniversary?
Number like no, which five. Number episode?
I was going to say.
Yeah, so episodes. Episodes, not years. Stephen Bridget, what number?
4,000.
2,000.
6,000.
I mean, we sat and worked out. So 34 years times 52. Yeah. How many?
Well, it's on more than once a week, isn't it?
Is it? Is it on once a week? More than once a week?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The electric television is available many times a day now.
I don't watch soaps. I don't have time for that.
Next question.
Mm-hmm.
Boris Johnson became Prime Minister with how many votes from Tory members? Oh, there he is now. Stephen Bridget.
60,412.
John, we had 80,001.
And the answer is 92,153.
Damn.
So, John and LJ, point back. So this year saw the UK's hottest day on record at Cambridge. How hot was it in degrees Celsius?
Is there a decimal involved?
There is a decimal involved in the answer, yes, if you want to put a decimal down. John and LJ.
Right, deep thought. We think the answer is 42.
42 and...
38.4.
38.7.
Oh,
very, very close. Good work. The penultimate question. How many hours passed between Boris Johnson saying outside Downing Street he didn't want an election and then Boris Johnson putting forward a motion for an election under the Fixed Term Parliaments Act?
Announcing or tabling?
I've done it from when he stood up in Parliament to propose the motion.
But to propose the motion itself, okay.
When he stands up in Parliament... And proposes it. So, not. I don't. If tabling is when you submit it in writing, that is.
Yes. What? Yes. So stood up to make his speech.
Yeah.
Okay.
So to move the motion. Is the first
one. Yeah. Stephen Bridget, how many hours?
23.
23 and
five.
It's 49. Ooh. So he made. So that's Stephen Bridget as well, isn't it? So he made a speech at 7 p.m.
Ooh.
at 7 p.m. September 2nd, he makes the speech on the outside Downing Street.
Move the motion.
Thank you. 8 p.m. September the 4th, so days and 1 hour.
Am I the only person in the room with a copy of Erskine May?
Yeah.
Yep.
And final question of the quiz, final podcasting act of
the
year.
I think Red Wall's under threat at this point, quite seriously. There we are.
Obviously, we are a few days away from the end of the decade, the 2010s. How many days did Labour spend in government in the 2010s?
Oh.
In the 2010s?
Yeah.
That's so depressing.
Yeah. Steve and Bridget.
156.
John and LJ?
130.
132.
Oh.
So the election was on May the 6th, but technically Labour in office until May the 12th, so I make that 132 days, yeah. Final scores, crisis what crisis, 13.5. That option's no longer available, 15.
Oh. Rigged.
Our website's notenoughchampagne.com. Our theme tune was composed by Dave Defford. James Cram designed our logo. You can follow him on Twitter, at James Cram. There are other details we're on, but I'm too drunk to remember them. My Twitter handle is at Paperback Rioter.
I'm at Bridget Jones.
I'm at Acoustic Radical.
At LJD Labour.
I'm at Councillor John Cotton.
Happy plotting.
Merry Christmas.
Several years, we have got fed up of Corey always holding the cards.
Hooray.
And asking us all the questions. So we have now designed a special Corey's... I say we. I have now designed a special Corey's quiz round just for him.
But see, I object strongly because not only am I emotionally broken because, spoiler alert listeners, we're recording this 2 days after the election campaign, but I'm also the most drunk I will be on the podcast this year, and this is when you decide to ask me questions.
If you think you are emotionally broken now, sir... I theatrically open my questions paper. So, question one. In 1993, the Labour Party reorganised its youth wing from the Labour Party Young Socialists into Young Labour. This was based on a 1986 Fabian pamphlet entitled Labour and Youth, the Missing Generation, which was written by two future Labour MPs. One was John Mann. Who was the other author?
I mean, there's a few ways that we could try and guess the answer, couldn't we? We could think about...
Who does LJ like?
We could think about who... was John Mann friends with Labour students in the 1970s? And we could think about which answer would LJ really like me to say. I think that those two things coincide in this answer, to say that Fabian pamphlet was co-authored.
Will we reach us for a drink?
By Phil Wullis and John
Correct.
Mann.
He was written by Phil Wullis.
But as per the quiz rules, you lose 1 point for saying
Phil
Wullis.
Exactly. Question two.
On zero or minus
you're
one?
You're on zero, because you got it right. And
yeah. Question two. I feel like you'd be quite capable of answering this one. Who was the MP for Oldham East and Saddleworth from 1997 until November of 2010?
Well, was it? No, it wasn't Elwyn Watkins, although it should have been, were it not for the lies of Phil Wullis. I have a feeling that it might well be Phil Wullis.
It is, but you've mentioned him twice, and therefore you're now on minus one. Question three. Who was president of the National Union of Students from 1984 to 1986?
Well, I mean, there were many different former presidents of the NUS. Jack Straw... West Streeting. Aaron Porter, do you remember Aaron Porter?
No. I do remember Aaron Porter. Yeah. He was in...
But I have a feeling that maybe the former president of the NUS that you're thinking about isn't John Mann, but might be Phil Wullis.
It is Phil Wullis.
Still on minus one.
Who was deputy leader of the House of Commons from June 2003 to May 2005?
No, he wasn't. What? Bloody hell. Was it Dennis Skinner?
It was not. It was Phil Wallace.
At least I didn't lose a point. It's having them on one now.
I'm at minus one still.
For fuck's sake.
And final question. Which minister was confronted by Joanna Lumley of the BBC Westminster Shooters in 2009?
One. It was about the Gurkhas.
Over the issue of immigration rights of former Gurkha soldiers.
Was it Phil Wallace?
It was Phil Wallace. So...
That impromptu quiz, ladies and gentlemen, ends with Corey on minus one because he said Phil Wallace's name twice in one question.
And the rest of us on zero. We all won.
And we made Corey say Phil Wallace 6 times.
You realise that now 8 demons appear.
And on that, ladies and gentlemen... Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and we'll see you in 2020.
We hope.
Cheers.